MLM Nation, episode 570.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built teams to over 80,000 and is now a full-time business coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us right now. Here is Simon Chan.
Hey, MLM Nation, Simon Chan here. Special episode. It's been a while, I think I did a solo episode, but I just want to share with you the scariest business decision I've made in my life, in my entrepreneur since I got started in 2003. 16 years it is. Gosh, I feel a little older here. 16 years, got started in 2003, and the scariest business decision, and I want to share with you and a couple lessons behind that. So I'm recording this out in Brisbane, Australia, and I'm fired up because we just had an awesome two-day event, No BS, No Hype. It's a seventh annual event. We have amazing speakers. Thanks to all the speakers out there. Shout out to Lauren Cameron, Josie Tong, Kira Westwick, Anna Richards, Charlie Annie Starkey, MC Christine Drummond, and I think that's it. I don't think I missed anyone there, but it was just an awesome, awesome event. And more importantly, we took action. Instead of motion, I'm going to ask you, do you do a lot of motion in your business or action? Motion is when you like, you know, going through personal development or listening to this podcast or reading a book or learning, planning your prospect list. That's motion. That's good, but that's not necessarily make you money, right? Action is when you go out there and work on the DMO, the 35553, or whatever your team is, your upline tells you what to do, is the income producing activities. So at the event, we spent a lot of time on action, action, action. So that's your first lesson in this. Are you taking action or motion? Right? Are you doing through training, 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 but not how many, you know, haven't reached out to many people? In fact, your income producing activities, your DMO time should be equal or more than your motion time, more than your training time. And if it's the other way, well, that's why you're stuck. Anyway, this is, I'm talking about scariest business decision I've ever made. But let me share the lesson here is people always ask me, you know, in the past, I used to hate this question was, Simon, what's the number one secret to success? Well, give me a tip. What's the big secret that helped you become successful? And then over the years, in the 16 years, it is still the number one secret. By the way, I used to hate that question because the number one secret is you work your butt off, right? But if you were to put into one thing, it would be, okay, one thing, it would be to do what scares you. Do what scares you. What scares you? What makes you nervous? What makes you, if it's prospecting, if it's reaching out to a person, if it's reaching out to a prospect you never reach out to, then hey, that is what you need to do. If it's, you know, a chicken list prospect, then that is what you need to do. By the way, in fact, in New BS, New Hype, we actually just had a session where people had to, their assignment was for 15 minutes, had to reach out to the chicken list, and it was incredible. We did that in right before lunch, and afterwards, people had chicken list reply back to them, and they realized it's not that bad. They were still living, nothing happened to them. So fear, by the way, fear is the anticipation of what's happening is always greater than what's happening itself. So the anticipation is what creates fear. So if you're about to talk to your prospect and they are, you're nervous about it, it's the anticipation of, oh my goodness, I actually have to reach out to the person. What are they going to say? It's all imagination. It's the anticipation that makes leads to you being scared. The actual act of doing it is not actually not that scary. It's not very scary at all, right? So think about this next time. And the way to get rid of the fear is take quick action. You know, I know there's a book rule, you know, called a 5-second rule by, I think, Mel Robbins that wrote it. But my mentor told me 2 seconds. If you think of something in 2 seconds, go do it right away. Because the longer you wait, you a quick 2 seconds, like one, Mississippi, two, Mississippi, and do it. Because the longer you wait, you get scared and scared, and then it just becomes scary. The anticipation builds, right? The longer you wait, it gets scarier and scarier and scarier until you take no action at all. So it's the anticipation. The event itself is almost never as scary as you think it is. So there's a couple of lessons here. I want to provide some value here. Yeah, I shared this on stage this weekend. It's the scariest thing I ever did. And it goes back to the last episode. If you haven't heard that, it's the one I did with Taylor and Larry Thompson about the future network marketing, really the competition of what needs to be done. And, you know, I'm sick of the hype of, you know, don't hype up your business. The truth is good enough, right? Stop hyping it up. And so I thought about, you know, I shared in the last episode, and I'll share it again, is my vision, what I believe in, right? My wife had asked me, why are you doing network marketing? Why are you doing this MLM Nation, helping network marketers? And I said, because it's changed my life, the flexibility to do stuff, to be able to coach my kids, to be able to practice baseball with my kids in 3 o'clock in the afternoon while most dads are out there. The flexibility to, you know, launch another business, right? MLM Nation. That's why I love it. And then she asked me, like, well, a lot of people don't make money. So what's so good about it? And in fact, then, you know, 90% of people don't make $500 a month. Maybe it's even lower than that, right? But definitely 90% of the people, maybe even higher than 95%, don't earn that money. So what's so good about our profession? And that really, you know, I love network marketing. You know, I always share it. I'm loud and proud to be part of this amazing profession, but people are not making much money. And that's where he got my calling is, I believe everyone can make a part-time income. And the competitors now, back then it was just like network marketing or a job. But now it's so different. It's network marketing or drive Uber. You know, I shared with you, my nanny's husband decided to drive Uber instead of joining network marketing with her daughter. Think about it. It could be the father-daughter team. But instead, he wants to drive Uber because people are not earning money in network marketing, right? We get a negative perception because we market as like a part-time, financial freedom or part-time business. But hello, most people are not earning a part-time income. 90% of people are not earning a part-time income. And that just drives me nuts. So that was my vision, right? My vision, I believe everyone can if they stay consistent, but they're not. So my mission is to help 1,000 people earn $1,000 a month, at least $1,000. We're not even talking about full-time, just $1,000 by next year, by September 2020. And that's, I think we're going to shatter and make it an easy go. It's an easy go, but I just want to set the goal. I think about just 1,000, if an extra 1,000 people are making a part-time income, talk about the 1,000 raving fans. It comes from a theory by Kevin Kelly. You have 1,000 raving fans, it's going to launch a movement. It's going to launch another movement in network marketing that people are actually making money. You know, there's a negative press about network marketing doesn't work, it's a scam. Forget that. I'm so sick of reading that. If we have 1,000 people, extra 1,000 right now, raving fans, making $1,000 a month, what would that do? And what would that do? I want to help you if you're listening, right? To earn an extra $1,000 a month. And I know I emailed out, a lot of you have emailed me back. You want to be part of the 1,000? So, and I'm going to teach you how. But getting back to it, I thought about my purpose. You know, I always say my purpose is to have a positive impact as many lives as possible. And I had to take a soul searching. And this was when I was in New York. And I was asking myself, am I really Simon Chan? Are you really making a positive impact as many lives as possible? And I thought about what I do. I thought about the podcast. Especially in Next Level, we have our purpose-driven networkers, which we're helping lots of people have experience breakthroughs, especially being consistent, taking action. Right? It's not just more training. I mean, I do a training there every day, but more importantly, people are being consistent, take action. We had a member there was the number one customer role in this entire company. Another lady just got started January, didn't have that much success, and now was one of the top customer enrollers and starts enrolling distributors. There's someone else there enrolled over 40 something people this year, right? And I'm just like, I'm making an impact, but am I making as positive impact as many people as possible? And the answer was, I was humble. I was no, I'm not. I'm not. Because even though it's tremendous value, I said, why not? There's a lot of people out there. I mean, I could be. People email me. People follow my Facebook followers. Maybe you're listening. I haven't. You know, of course, the podcast helps, but I'm really making you stay consistent, prospect together with you, help you work on the DMO, do all that. I'm not. And I thought about why. Well, I think about purpose-driven networkers. It's always been like $47 a month. And I was like, well, what is one way I can get? It's totally worth $47. And actually, people would say it's worth way, way more than that. It's underpriced. But the reality is, a lot of you, whether you can't afford it, and I know you can, but you may get resistance from the spouse. So I'm thinking, what can I do to really make an impact? If I really believe purpose is greater than money, you probably see my shirt, purpose is greater than money. If I have to set the example, lead by example, purpose is greater than money, then forget the $47, you know, and this is a scary business this year. I'm going to drop the price where everyone can be part of this community, where I can prospect together, where I can answer your questions 7 days a week, which no other group that I know it does. Right? 7 days a week, you post questions, I'll answer them. I'm going to work my butt off. I want to hit this, smash this, go. So this is the scariest business decision I made. 40 purpose-driven networkers, which many of you probably listening, you wanted to join before whatever you cannot. You have auditorships and things to pay. I'm right now, as of effectively, you're listening to this, as of effective August 24th, is only $10 a month. $10! And you can try it out. And you know what? $10? And I guarantee you get at least one rep or one customer if you prospect together with me every day. We prospect together 6 days a week in that group. And you have a tracking system. There's accountability. There's little prizes to be won, right? There's also daily lessons. But more importantly, there's training videos, all that. But more importantly, we prospect together. We take action together. I hold you accountable. You can ask questions. I do not want you to be stuck. Do you do that? Within the 28 days, you get at least one customer, one rep. Or otherwise, I will refund your money. If it's 10 bucks, yeah, you can take your 10 bucks back. It's only 33 cents a day, someone said. It's like, you know, 10 bucks is like two coffees and you get me to help you. And I was like, wow, am I really? And I thought about it, I prayed about it. Am I really going to do this? And I think if my purpose is really greater than money and my purpose is to help as many people's life as possible, then forget the money and the money will come later or whatever. It's the legacy. I want to do this. I want to be known as the legacy, the person who has created the most people earning $1,000 a month. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you had people who are earning over $1,000 a month, then great. But chances are your downlines are not. Your team members are not. So send them to me. I want to be the one to help them. And a lot of times, you know, this hometown prophet, they listen to you. These people stop listening to me. Hey, let me go in there and do your job. Let me go there and train and work with them. Get them. Because that's what purpose-driven network is about. If you're driven by purpose and you really believe that network marketing is a vehicle to help you achieve a greater purpose, then you need to be part of a group. Again, there's training there, but it's more than just a training. It is about helping me, helping you take action, me helping overcome your fears, create consistency, and then we'll get results and get to the milestone. All right? So anyway, that's the scariest business decision. Immediately off the bat, I'm losing thousands of dollars. Because there are members who are paying 40. If you're listening to your member paying 47, you automatically drop down to $10. We're not taking anything away. In fact, our team is actually adding on new things to make it even better. And I really want to disrupt the playing field. And I know a lot of other groups out there, $20, $30, $40, $50, and they're good. But hey, but I feel, you know, the reason I did this too is I thought back to the Simon Chan back in 2003. Right, Simon Chan 2003, because sometimes you lose touch. Simon Chan 2003. I thought about that person, and maybe that's you. It's like the first book I bought was Zig Ziglar's Selling 101. Right? And why did I buy that book? It's because, not because it had the best reviews, but because it was the cheapest book upon sale that I could find on Amazon. It was $7.97 at that time. And I was like, that's the cheapest book. I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to go over the other ones. 10 bucks, 11 bucks. Oh, no, it's too much. I bought the cheapest book. So I'm thinking, well, a lot of people who get started in network marketing, maybe they're not earning, or maybe they have that mindset, or maybe they just, the spouse wouldn't support them spending 47. So I've dropped it so low, $10 a month. So put me to work, you know, and nothing be happier. Put me to work. I want to help you be one of the 1,000 people to earn $1,000 a month. And I think that's the legacy I want. The one that was created the most part-time incomes in the history of network marketing. And I think, because times are changing, it's going to really change everything. I want people to say, I want to do network marketing instead of drive Uber, do these other things where they're trading time for money and they're away from the family. And you're not building something that can last and pass along. So anyway, that is my decision. $10 a month for purpose-driven networkers. If you want to have me help you, go to purposedrivennetworkers.com. Purposedrivennetworkers.com. If you head over to ML Nation, it will also be on the show notes page for this episode and on the website as well. And thank you for, you know, for those who have messaged me back already on social media, thank you for being part of this amazing profession. Thank you. Thank you for being one of the 1,000. Because we are going to crush this goal and we're going to make noise and lives will be changed. And more important, we are going to lift up the profession. So, hey, I'm super excited. I am fired up. Head over to purposedrivennetworkers.com. I just shared with you something scary I've done. Like I said, I've lost thousands of dollars just from the first month. We've dropped all the fees and stuff, but I want to help you. This really, purpose is greater than the money. And that's my purpose, to help as many lives as possible and feel like this is the way to do it. And you know, and you can ask, why don't I make it for free? Some people ask, because you know what's free? You don't show up. I know for me, I got a lot of free stuff. I don't read them. I get free stuff. I don't show up, right? I don't read them. But for 10 bucks, I know you show up, and everyone, doesn't matter what country you live in, you're in the Philippines, you're in the US, you're in Austria, you're in Africa, you're in South Africa, you're in Kenya, you can do this. I can have a positive impact in your life. And that's what I want to be known as, the person who created the most people earning at least $1,000 a month in network marketing. So let's do this, ML Nation. I'll see you inside Purpose Driven Networkers. That's my scary decision. And hey, if this scares you to do it, then you need to do it. Because remember, the number one secret to success is to do what scares you. Hey, I'm Simon Chan. I'm signing out here and flying back to LA. But I'm loud and proud. I'm still loud and proud, even more excited, loud and proud to be part of this amazing profession. Now it's over to you. Go out there and have a positive impact, as many lives as possible. And I'll see you inside Purpose Driven Networkers.